Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to another Burden and Blessing Podcast. This is the Word of the Week, and I am Pastor Ben Liddy. The word of this week that we'd like to look at is the word submission. Of course, we have been talking about the subject of marriage in our words of the week, and this one is our final one in the series of marriage. This provides the question for us, what does it mean to submit? Of course, when the institution of marriage was first given, there are definite roles that both the husband and the wife are to play specifically in marriage. Kind of talk about that, we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 5, first a few verses that are talking about women, and then the rest of the verses which talk about what men are supposed to do. So first we'll start with the verses that talk to women. This is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. I think that when it comes to submission, and the idea of having to submit to someone, naturally our sinful flesh kind of gets its ire up and we want to go against that. We don't like being told what to do, and we don't like being told, rather having our freedom limited in any way. But yet, in the institution of marriage, there is an order. God made this order specifically, and just like he created Adam first and then Eve out of Adam, so also in the role of marriage, man is supposed to be first. Now, what I mean by that is not that man is more important than women, not that man is better in any way than his wife, rather that when it comes to certain things in marriage, the wife is supposed to let the husband have authority in matters of the family. Now, where do those matters lie? Well, largely it is a spiritual thing. Men are supposed to be the head of their family in a spiritual sense. So we need to understand what this submission means and when and where is the husband to have authority in the marriage? I think to understand that concept, we have to go on in Ephesians chapter 5, and now we're going to read verses 26 through 33. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each of you in particular, so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. So there, you see, men are supposed to love their wives as their own bodies, as themselves. And that, of course, makes sense when you look at marriage, because the two are one flesh. You are supposed to love your wife as yourself. You're supposed to put her needs above your needs, and that is how you reflect the true love of Jesus for your wife. I think what it all comes down to, really, is love. There's a reason why Paul directs us to look to Jesus first when evaluating what roles we are to have in marriage. He points us to Jesus and shows us how he loves us, and we're supposed to mirror the relationship that Jesus has with us in our own marriage. And just as Jesus loved the church and gave himself for her, that's the love that men are supposed to show their women. that specifically husbands are supposed to show their wives. And just like Jesus is the head of the church, so also the husband is to be the head of the wife of the family. Now, this is not to say that women are any less free than men. That is not the case. In chapter 3 in Galatians, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you all are one in Christ Jesus." And that goes to show, too, that no matter who you are, whether male or female, whether married or single, we are all free in Christ, in His love. And it is His love that is to rule us, not our own ideas about how things are supposed to go. So when you look at it through the context of love, that is when you see how we are supposed to submit. The wife is to submit to the husband in love, knowing that he loves her and he is going to make the right spiritual decision for the family. Likewise, the husband is to see that his wife loves him and he is supposed to make the best decision for the family out of love, out of a way that shows the love that Jesus had for him for his own family. And really, this love is what rules us in everything we do. We're not supposed to put our own ideas in front of God's word. We're not supposed to say, this doesn't sound right, I want to demonstrate my own authority here, when God has not allowed that. And it's not about what we can't do, but rather about what we are able to do through the love of Christ. So really, it's not about limiting our freedom in any way, this principle of submitting. It's not about limiting us, but rather it's about how we live with love. How do we live our lives showing that Jesus loves us and we love Him? Look at what Jesus says in the Gospel of John, chapter 15. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Then he goes on, "These things I command you, that you love one another." So just like Jesus commanded his disciples to love one another, so we are to love one another in our lives, in our marriages, in our day-to-day lives with our neighbors. Always let the love of Christ rule and direct you.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.